This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Three people were killed Thursday in the latest Russian air attack on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv. Russian forces fired cruise and ballistic missiles during the overnight attack. Residents worn out by a month of relentless attacks were awakened by air raid sirens and loud explosions throughout the city. At least one child was among the three fatalities, while at least a dozen more people were wounded. Meanwhile, the governor of Russia's western Belgorod region said at least eight people were wounded Thursday morning in an attack on the town of Shevchenko that he blamed on Ukrainian troops. The attacks have come as Kyiv says it is preparing for a major counteroffensive against Moscow's forces. The U.S. House of Representatives late Wednesday night approved a deal to avoid the federal government from defaulting on its debts. AP correspondent Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The compromise agreement between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden did not please most lawmakers, but still passed easily.
Yeas are 314, the nays are 117.
Tonight, we all made history.
Immediately after the vote, McCarthy said it's the biggest spending cut Congress has ever approved. Still, far-right conservatives like Chip Roy had vowed to block the bill.
You cut a deal that shouldn't have been cut,
saying the cuts were not nearly deep enough. Democrats said it was far better than the alternative, a potentially catastrophic first-ever default on America's debt. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it would move quickly to the Oval Office.
I cannot stress enough that we have no margin for error.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Find more on this and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com.